What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It's the morning shift. Mike, Ali, Dylon, Squidbilly. And, man, the conversation's still rolling. About evidently Bo's lack of understanding about light travel, you know what I mean? And just how that works exactly.
Oh, I don't think you did. Look, I'm not a simpleton like you.
Is that what
where
it is? Okay.
You know how the rising and tides kind of
blows my mind that you don't
boggle your mind,
the telescope.
But the fact that you don't understand that if I look in a telescope right now, why would I see the past and not the future?
If you're 65 million light years away.
Yeah,
you would see that. That makes sense.
By the time, no, it doesn't, because I'm looking now. Why would I see 65 million years ago?
Because it took that long for the light to reach the alien. That's why
the alien would be dead then. By the time he saw it,
you're not. That's not the point.
That's the point.
It's not. That's not true. Not only is it not the point, it's not true. Because he's seeing when the light is hitting his telescope. I don't know. We got to move on.
I did take video footage of this debate going back and forth in the studio, and I'm going to put it up at 929 Morning Shift as soon as I bleep out some expletives.
Yeah, I had to.
Well, let the record show, I did not have the potty mouth.
And just as a quick preview, when you should go check out this video, they were getting to the point where I could hear them through the double pane glass. I heard a lot of you know, fist banging on the desk, and I heard loud noises.
You're not listening.
Oh man,
we do need to mention some would consider big news for the Braves.
Okay,
obviously the win last night. That was their seventh straight game of swapping one run games. And they've basically one loss. So it's not been great there. But Ronald Acuna Jr. has officially, sounds like he's officially starting his rehab stint down in Florida. And then they're going to have him up on some minor games. We have the research team here, crack research team, which is obviously it's Allie and myself because we can't trust Mike's statistics.
Right.
Has that he has 20 days. Mm-hmm. And to complete that, position players in Major League Baseball have 20 days. Ali, what would be that set return date? Because I do believe one thing Mike and I have agreed on and gotten right, that it was always going to be around the end of the month, beginning of next month. Mm-hmm. Are we correct?
You're correct. It's June 1st.
So yeah. June 1st would be the 20 days. He has to be up by June 1st.
He does. Can I make a prediction about June 1st?
Go ahead.
Or his first home run, Ronald Acuna's first home run.
Okay.
He's not going to wear a double bubble hat.
So it won't be a walk-off.
Well, no. I'm just saying in general, you're not going to catch Ronald Acuna in a double bubble hat.
Yeah, he won't let himself be caught.
He will not be caught in it.
I don't know, though. I mean, I feel like, I don't know. Somebody puts it on his head. He can't rip it off.
Also, how long before a certain hat company decides that that's some kind of infringement? You remember, Dylan, I know you, Dylan, you remember when the Braves had the big hat?
Yeah, the big hat. Yeah,
and then a certain hat company came out and said, oh, no, hey, That's not copyrighted. That's not a licensed MLB hat. You cannot wear it.
And we only got to do it. We only got the big hat celebration for what, like two or three games?
I think 2 weeks.
Oh, two weeks, a week or so.
Yeah, and
so
then
frustrating, man.
I know, man. I love the big hat.
There's also the news that Spencer Strider. We did not know what they would do with him. Right? It would be Strider said, "Look, it's up to them. I'm ready. I think I'm ready, but I understand it's been a while. If they want me to do some kind of rehab," they gave him the option between a simulated game or going down and having a rehab start. And they picked the simulated game. So I believe it's Wednesday he will throw a simulated game.
It'd be tomorrow. Hey, can I go conspiracy theorist on this? I think that they are not sure what exactly to do with the roster at this point. It's almost like they're punting. So they can just kick the can down the curb. You know, they're like, I don't know who we're gonna let go. So let's just push it back a little bit.
So
not sure.
We'll figure it out tomorrow.
Yeah.
No, tomorrow.
Yeah,
no,
something
tomorrow.
Always pops up. I'm telling you guys, said this last year and got it right. This is when one of those phantom shoulder fatigue injuries shows up where somebody hits the 15 day.
And they're gonna I'm pretty stunned that they're going to do the six-man rotation. And so that means it'll be somebody from the bullpen. And I don't think they can do Blewett.
No, they can't do Blewett. And Montero had a good outing last time he was out. I don't know what they'll do. They're out of options for everybody, essentially. So somebody is going to be on the chopping block.
As far as pitchers, if I'm not mistaken, it's Elder and Smith-Shawver who are the only one that have options.
Yeah.
Because Grant's up. You know, he's out of options, if I'm not mistaken. So, yeah.
They're at the end of the rope with a lot of these guys. So, they've got some decisions to be able to make.
And you're not sending a guy down that just did what AJ did the last three games.
No, it's going to be tough. And like I said, this is one of those times of the year where it's like, oh, didn't your shoulder hurt? I swear you told me your shoulder was hurting. Is it? Okay, cool. We'll put you on the IL. Anyways, let's go in the huddle. Schedule release abound in the NFL. We're still waiting on Good Morning Football to be able to put out more of the international games. Hopefully there's some news for the Falcons coming down the line. But, Allie, it looks like maybe Prime Video is putting out some stuff right now.
Yeah, Kansas City Chiefs and Denver Broncos will play Christmas night. Kansas will host Denver, and the game will be televised by Prime Video, and that is part of Amazon's Thursday Night Football package.
The question is, hearing you say that and this kind of going through my mind, is Christmas on a Thursday this year?
It must be.
Although it could be, you know, one of those things where it's like ESPN on ABC. Like, doesn't mean. It could be a part of the Thursday night package and be on a Wednesday, but I think it is on a Thursday this year.
Yeah, I'm pretty positive it is. It's funny, Amy and I were having this conversation. We were talking about Christmas plans. We were Mother's Day dinner, we were talking about Christmas plans, and she drops the, for Christmas, and I said, oh, I'm doing a long smoke for Christmas unless I'm working, and she's like, she goes, come on. They're not going to give y'all a Christmas game. And I said, Amy, she goes, come on.
Dang, Amy.
She goes,
wow.
She literally said, and I swear I did not know that my wife had this sports mileage. She goes, first off, you're not on a heritage team. And second,
whoa,
y'all haven't been good enough to last few years.
Dang.
I was like, I go, you don't know what can happen? What can happen?
See, Allie, that's the difference between my household and Bo's. He gets disrespected constantly. My teams don't get disrespected in my own house, okay? Especially the ones I work for.
Shout out to Amy, though, with a big-time Falcons reality check. You're right there.
Off the top.
First off, nothing she says is wrong. And second off, no, your wife just leaves you at home while she goes gambling and hanging out, and you're sitting at home with the kids.
Right.
But I'm the one playing MGA night on Thursday. It's not her.
Anyways, that's cool. I liked the Christmas games last year, which I think were on a Wednesday last year, not on a Thursday, but I think it was good. It made sense for me for the NFL to be on Christmas, even though it doesn't always happen.
It's probably on a Wednesday because Christmas fell on a Wednesday last year.
That was the first year they'd ever done it, I think was my point. That's the first time they'd ever played on a Wednesday for Christmas. I don't know if you knew that. Maybe Amy did. Anyways, we got to get to even more news. Trey Hendrickson, the news comes out. Remember, guys, before the draft, we're like, oh, do whatever you got to do to get – at least I was. Do whatever you got to do to get a Trey Hendrickson. I don't care what – well, reportedly coming out of Trey Hendrickson's camp is that they have cut off all communication, or at least he has, with the Bengals. And I don't know where that leaves him. I will say, after the draft, I'm good. Like, I don't need Trey Hendrickson to be a part of anything we got going on here. We've addressed that position. I'm not saying I wouldn't have him, and I'm not saying he wouldn't fit. My only point at this point is we have other holes in other places that I would much rather go on a limb to fill.
I got a tweet yesterday when this story broke, and I was trying to give the guys credit, but I can't find him. But he said, hey, what do we think? I mean, do we have any interest? And all I responded with, he said, here it is, St. Philip. And he said, do the birds still need him? I don't know. And I said, need? You always need great playmakers on defense.
That's fair.
I would still make the phone call because there is, and you've actually hammered this in my head about there's nothing better than a guy like Trey Hendrickson, who's a developmental guy,
yeah.
A guy that didn't do it for 3 years in the league, and then his fourth year, he just all of a sudden is one of the top five pass rushers in the NFL. Yeah, I'll go get him. You know what else he does? He helps Jalen Walker because now Jalen Walker can kind of mix in and do other things. I would call him, but I wouldn't give up the farm for him.
Yeah, I think it's worth.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Worth kicking the tires on. But like I said, if we're going to like put out any of the money or any kind of capital we have, to me, I'm looking at, you know, A-gap defender, those kind of things. So we'll see what kind of happens there. Maybe another corner. Asante Samuel Jr. is visiting the Saints today, so that's something to keep an eye on as well. We are going to go to break. I'm going to make sure we have plenty of time because when we come back on the other side, we will hit the Atlanta Braves. We also have a monumental moment in the show. We're going to do a Life of Squid Top 5 Tuesday.
Yeah, we will. In honor of the Falcons drafting James Pierce Jr. and Jalen Walker, who we hope will be our next great, or our first really great pass rush duo.
Shout out Ray Edwards.
Top pass rush duos in the history of the NFL. The history, based on my metrics. Next, Morning Shift, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, and
the Odyssey app.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.